You all ready for the big one? Hey gang, this is episode 266 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. It's the end of February, and that means this season of the show is done. 5 years I've been at this, and you all keep listening. A big thank you to everyone who's been along for that long, and a big thank you to the folks who've joined us this season. A special shout out to folks who have become patrons. I'm planning more bonus goodies for those that have subscribed on Patreon. So, if you haven't joined yet, now's a good time. Now, about this episode. If you don't remember, or if it's your first finale, I'll give you the rundown. This episode contains questions from topics we've covered over the last 51 weeks. Think of it as a final exam without the fear of flunking your class. Oh, and one more thing. This episode has a bonus round, the freaky round. So, there are 40 questions this time. Get comfortable, grab your coffee, and let's do this. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What is the largest, in size and population, Portuguese-speaking nation? Brazil. Number 2. What role-playing game from the 1970s had a movie released in theaters in 2000 and 2023? Dungeons and Dragons. Number 3. What Marvel comic team had 3 movies and a holiday special, all directed by James Gunn? Guardians of the Galaxy. Number 4. Of the 3 Star Wars sequel trilogy movies, which is the only one not directed by J.J. Abrams? Star Wars: The Last Jedi. It was directed by Rian Johnson. Number 5. What 2023 film brought Michael Keaton back as Bruce Wayne? The Flash. Number 6. In 1998, 46.5% of the residents of which territory voted for statehood? Puerto Rico. 50.3% voted for Commonwealth status. Number 7. What visually impaired superhero defends Hell's Kitchen in New York City? Daredevil. Number 8. What 1960 slasher film shocked audiences when the lead actress, Janet Leigh, was killed off early in the movie's run? Psycho. Number 9. What country was settled as a penal colony starting in 1788? Australia. Number 10. What show about nothing ended with all 4 main characters going to prison? Seinfeld. The Geeky Round. Number 1. The people behind the mask of what superhero have ranged from Alan Scott to Sojourner Moline? Green Lantern. Number two, what comedy troupe had a sketch called Patient Abuse, which was co-written by Douglas Adams? Monty Python. Number three, in what 2017 game does Mario first pair up with a sentient hat named Cappy? Super Mario Odyssey. Number four, what Marvel character practices law with the firm Goodman, Leiber, Kurtzberg, and Holloway? She-Hulk. Number five, the Suez Canal runs through what country? Egypt. Number six, the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa belong to which European nation? Spain. Number seven, somehow Ian McDiarmid returned as what character in Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker? Emperor Palpatine. Number eight. What 1973 horror film was based on the 1971 book by William Peter Blatty? The Exorcist. Number nine. Whoopi Goldberg got the O in her EGOT for what 1990 film? Ghost. Number 10. According to Greek myth, what hero was nigh invincible after his mother dipped him in the river Styx? Achilles. The Nerdy Round. Number one, of the six Jurassic Park movies, how many are based directly on Michael Crichton novels? Just the first two. Number two, what was the highest grossing film in the US and Canada in 2015? Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Number three, what toy, debuting in 1964, was billed as America's Movable Fighting Man? G.I. Joe. Number four, what was Arnold Schwarzenegger's character's name in 1987's Predator? Dutch. Number five, the country of Lesotho is entirely surrounded by what other nation? South Africa. Number six, what science fiction writer who died in 1982 was married and divorced five times? Philip K. Dick. Number seven, there were several superhero movies in 2023. Which was the last to be released in that year? Aquaman. Number 8. Debuting in 2007, Nintendo tried to get people in shape with what balance board accessory? The Wii Fit. Number 9. Established in 1953, the military demarcation line separates what two nations? North and South Korea. Number 10. Allison Pill, Issa Briones, and Santiago Cabrera appeared in seasons 1 and 2, but not season 3 of what series? Star Trek Picard. The Freaky Round. Number 1. Which Apollo mission's ascent module was lost after use? Apollo 11. It was left in orbit around the moon, and NASA thinks it might still be in orbit. The others were crashed back into the moon or burned up in Earth's atmosphere. Number 2. Who has been nominated for over 50 Academy Awards with only 4 wins? John Williams. He was most recently nominated for The Fabelmans. Number 3. What 2023 film features its climax in 2014 BC? Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Number 4. What superhero gets his name from the largest member of the Mustelid family? Wolverine. Number 5. Who was the producer for all 5 Pirates of the Caribbean movies? Jerry Bruckheimer. Number 6. What part of the human body grows about 3 millimeters per month? Fingernails. That's twice as fast as toenails grow. Number 7. Each of the 3 seasons of Avatar: The Last Airbender are named after an element. Which of the 4 elements was not used? Air. Number 8. Stan Lee has a bad memory for names. As a result, instead of Bruce Banner, he used what name on occasion for the Hulk's alter ego? Bob Banner. Number 9. Despite being a Netflix series, what book by Jay Asher ranks near the top of banned books in the U.S.? Thirteen Reasons Why. Number 10. Reims and Epernay are the commercial centers for what wine-producing region of France? Champagne. Breathe. You made it. 5 seasons down. Not a whole lot has changed since 2019. Well, not much with the show, at least. We've weathered a lot, you and I. Thanks for being here. Season 6 starts next week, and it'll be themed like we did for Season 4. This time, they will be all about TV shows. Specifically, shows that have wrapped up, if you don't count spin-offs and reboots. Sound good? Here's your clue for the first TV show of Season 6. What TV show has, to date, the most watched single episode of television ever? Start pondering, and I'll see you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 266 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. The theme music has been provided by Jason Shaw of audionautics.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. Immortality isn't just about living forever. Sometimes, it's about forever refusing to let things die. For his 15th birthday, David Rose wishes for things to go back to the way they were. He wants the nightmares to end, the bullies to leave, and the claustrophobic memories of his near drowning to disappear. Not to mention his surreal encounter with a mythical creature. He stands with his little sister Rachel in front of their mother's grave and pledges to seek the truth about what really happened on that terrible evening a year ago. But this quest for truth threatens to unleash a sinister plot centuries in the making. David must awaken in time to the incredible truth, to his newfound powers, and to the realization that to protect his family and survive in a world he's always known, he must come to grips with the dark secrets of a world he never knew existed. Evolved Publishing presents An Extraordinary Adventure Through Time, an epic tale of hesitant heroism, and the timeless battle between good and evil, in the first book in the David Rose series of young adult fantasies. The Awakening of David Rose, written by Daryl Rothman and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible, iTunes, Spotify, and more.